102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP.
So the little gem we found out yesterday was that our boy over there, Ted.
That'd be Ted, our news and traffic guy.
Theodore
our boy.
Lindner. Won't kiss anybody hello other than his mother and his wife.
Whoever the current person is he's sleeping with, which permanently now is his wife.
So, right.
But
know,
that's the way he put it. Unless I'm sleeping with them, I don't kiss them.
You right. know when you see somebody and you just go up, hey, how you doing? You kiss on the cheek, that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
He won't do it. Refuses.
Mm-hmm.
Flat out refuses.
So and if he sees Aaron Colton from News 12 in a public setting.
Wrong example. They hate each other.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Wrong example.
So do you high five or what do you, how do you say hello to people?
I shake their hands. You know, something like that.
But you
that.
Don't even like to do that.
No, I mean, there's just, but the thing about the kissing thing is, I mean, to me, it just seems like all so phony. Most of the times, like around here, especially, like some of the guys would love to, like, they love to hug, like, the female interns. And, like, yeah, I mean.
Where does that come from?
I mean, it's just like, it's all so, it's like so phony.
This just in, our GM, John Shea, drove into a tree.
You know, it's just so ridiculously phony. All these guys are trying to do is just cop a feel.
But it's not
this has nothing to do with.
It's cultural. In the United, in our country, you see somebody you know, you give them a kiss on the cheek. It's harmless. Hey, how you doing? Right. You kiss them on the cheek, and it's harmless.
I just don't like
you're not
to do
like,
it.
It doesn't have to. It doesn't even have to have a hug. It's just like, hey, how you doing? Kiss on the cheek. Right. You playing old grab ass. It doesn't have to get
but
there.
I'm just saying, I don't think it's necessary. I don't think it's necessary for a guy to have to do that. To you know, other than maybe his wife,
you don't
or his
have
mom
to.
Or his sister. Mm-hmm.
No one's saying putting a gun to your head, saying you have to.
Right.
Your reasoning is stupid.
Well, it's just silly.
Why is it silly? It's cultural. But you know what I'm saying?
Like, even not cultural. How about this? If you have a good friend walking, who's your buddy and his wife who lived in your condo complex? Like these people you've known for a long time.
Scott and Patty.
They walk in the door.
They walk in. You don't greet Patty. Hey, how you doing? Kiss her on the cheek.
I mean.
Isn't that like a form of, almost like they're close friends, intimacy, right?
Yeah, no, I won't do it. I'm not comfortable doing it.
What are you, high fiver?
Maybe shake her hand. Just say, hey, what's going on?
Jump up in the air and chest bump? What do you guys do?
Give a pat on the ass. What's up, guy? You know, like.
Right. Give it a bro hug. There's all these things you do with guys.
Are you afraid that you're disrespecting your wife or your mother or something?
No, not at all. I just think that honestly, it's silly. I've never been into it.
Do you greet guys with bro hugs or just the straight handshake?
No, just shake hands, yeah.
No.
I don't like when people get too crazy, like touchy-feely.
That's what I was going to say. This is what I was getting to was you have a thing with getting close to people.
It's just silly.
Doesn't need the contact.
Right.
The latest on the intern abuse scandal will be popping out of this building. Wait, he describes it. Right? Coming up next. Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. We're just talking about Ted, our traffic and news guy. And, you know, you guys know, if you listen for a long time, he's a quirky guy. And the latest quirk we've come across is he won't cheek kiss any woman except Monica, his wife, and his mom.
What about when Monica's friends come to the house?
Nah, I don't like to do it.
Like, if they come in... And they, you know, because it, like I don't want to keep repeating myself, but it's cultural. So people go to kiss you hello, you push them away?
Yeah, I won't seek it out. You know, maybe
but
once.
But doesn't it feel uncomfortable when you don't? Like, they all expect to kiss you hello because they're close friends. Well, and then you don't, is it kind of awkward? It's got to be.
That's why once in a blue moon, you know, maybe I'll do it. But, you know.
East End, what do you got? Go ahead.
Next time I see Ted, I'm giving him a full-on hug and a kiss behind the ear.
Perfect example. East End Jeremy's one of those guys. He's constantly poking, punching me in the nuts.
Yes. Oh, I love
you know, stuff like that. He makes me uncomfortable with that stuff.
Smack you on your ass.
Yeah.
Right. But I get
that's
no,
the
listen,
kind of thing.
I get no, bro. I just don't get the woman thing.
Hmm. I feel like he thinks of it too deeply.
If a woman smells really good, will you go in for it?
No, I mean, I just don't, you know, I like the smell. Never I might sniff her, but, you know.
He'll sniff, but he won't kiss.
I give.
Roger and JP, as we explore just another little nuance of Ted Lindner, our traffic guy, that has come out where he won't kiss women on the cheek that he knows. He only kisses his mom and his wife. That's it. And before his wife, it was just whoever was the woman he was having a relationship with at the time, having sex with. That's it. Those two people.
And we just found out he'll kiss his sister.
Oh, right. That's right.
And I'm sure aunts and uncles and stuff. Well, not uncles.
You would think.
Aunts and relatives and stuff?
Yeah,
okay. So it's not just those two.
Right. Right.
Gotcha.
And we have one guy from the South who agrees with you. He says it doesn't go on in the South. It only goes on up here. But most people don't understand why you don't do it. Good morning. Go ahead. How does yours go?
I mean, even my wife's girlfriends that I haven't seen, if they come over the house, hey, how you doing, Patty? And you give her a kiss, you know?
I have my 25th reunion this year, right? It's coming up, I think, August something. I'll kiss that entire room. Hello.
Right.
Not the dudes, but, you know, the dudes will get the handshake and maybe a hug, or maybe, you know, maybe a bro hug, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But I'll kiss every girl in that room hello on the cheek.
I think Ted's got some hang-ups, that's all.
Ted, you know what I'm noticing about Ted? I feel like Ted pulls one of these little gems out of his ass like twice a year. Like twice
he just
a year.
Lets us see.
Like it's almost like he's got a list of things he wants the world to know about. But like much like, you know, Caitlyn Jenner, that you're gonna do a little bit at a time. Right. Like, you don't want to do it all at once.
One layer of the onion, then just, another layer of the onion.
Just a little bit at a time so he can get a little bit of attention. And then when he feels like he's not getting enough attention, another little one.
All of a sudden, he doesn't kiss women. What?
Boop. He uses a half roll of toilet paper to wipe his ass. Boop. He uses a whole bar of soap for every shower.
Right.
Boop. He'll drink a bottle of wine by the dumpster.
Right.
Like every, you know what I'm saying?
Thanks, man.
Thanks for the call, brother.
It does seem that that's how it goes. But the other thing is, I think the root of this whole thing is kind of like what he mentioned in the beginning, where he thinks that kissing on the cheek is the way to, is leading to copping a feel or something. I think he feels like it's sexual.
It's not
sexual. It's not.
No, but I just think that
because
it's
because you keep
silly.
Relating
like,
it to that.
Like any woman that I've ever been interested in, you know, I get touchy-feely. I have no problem touching, kissing, all that other stuff. All the other stuff's a waste of time.
What?
You know what I mean? It's a waste of time.
So
what,
then, so was a handshake.
Why? And how is it? Is it disrespectful in any way? I don't think so. You see somebody that you know. Hey, how's it going? Just the same you would do with your buddy.
Ted Linder, keeping everybody at a distance.
A handshake's not a waste of time. You should just turn around and fart on people.
That's a waste of time, JP. Why would he do that?
You know, I mean, it's just silly.
All right.
Don't fart me hello.
I can't do this.
Terrible.
It's like talking to a wall.